Jamal Willis.
The Sikkim 365 Radio Live Guest VIP Hotline is sponsored by Stonewood Dental. We are all in this together.
All in this together, and conferences are trying to make decisions. Tonight, the presidents in the Big 12 will decide what they do after the other Power 5 schools and conferences have made up their mind. There's different options. One of them that was floated out was the possibility, because Brigham Young has lost half of their schedule, of doing with BYU and the Big 12 what ACC did with Notre Dame. Ty Detmer, former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback at Brigham Young and also a part of the Texas Sports Hall of Fame and High School Hall of Fame, joins us on Sikkim 365 Radio. Ty, would you like to see that? Have you heard that at all much from anybody at Brigham Young?
Well, I've been following, I probably get all of my news from Twitter. I've been following, and I think, you know, this is kind of the last ditch effort, I think, for BYU to be able to pick up some extra games from those that they lost to the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. So I think everybody associated with BYU would love to see BYU pick up some games with the Big 12. I know a few years ago I was there when they were talking about joining the Big 12 and maybe the Big 12 was going to expand. So, you know, there have been conversations in the past, so maybe this one will maybe kickstart that again, and they'll be able to pick up a few extra games if some of the Big 12 teams need them.
Is it hard to kind of, you know, be a BYU fan when you're, you know, without them being in a conference and worried about, you know, what happens if they do have a great season and they have to, you know, follow this other standard that other fans don't have to worry about?
Sure. It's definitely different, you know, being an independent, because you don't play for a conference championship. You're not, you know, your players don't have a chance for all conference honors, those kind of things. But it does give us some flexibility to be able to bounce around. But I think, you know, something like this happening really shows, you know, the negative side of not being in a conference, where you're not protected by certain things that could happen that, you know, nobody could have foreseen this. But I think now it shows that, you know, it is tough to be an independent, and you're probably better off being in a conference. And I know BYU's tried at different times, different conferences, but just hasn't worked out.
Ty, I know this is a hard question to ask because, I mean, there's no way of knowing really, but what do you think if you were in the shoes of these college players today, and we've already seen, you know, NFL guys who have announced they're not going to play this upcoming season, with all that's going on, if you could kind of transport yourself into that position, do you think you'd have hesitation to playing out this season?
You know, me personally, probably not. I mean, that was something I'd love to do. My dad's a football coach. He's still coaching high school football there in Texas. And football has been a big part of our life. I know there would need to be some, you know, some other sacrifice in other areas of my life, maybe not going home and seeing family for Thanksgiving, some of those things. But I think, you know, my whole family probably would have been on board and know what it takes to be able to play and to live out your dream. So for me, I don't see myself any way of not playing, you know, but I know I would have had the support from my family and knowing that they knew that was important for me, and you got to make sacrifices in other areas of your life.
You went back to your alma mater to coach for a couple of years. After the last time we had you on, you were coaching down, I think, in the Austin area with St. Andrew's Episcopal School, and you were there for a nice stretch of time. Then you went back to Brigham Young as a coach. What was that like to go back to your alma mater as a coach?
You know, it was really neat. You know, you gain a different perspective from the coach's side of things, you know, more from the administrative side, as opposed to being a player. And some things were still the same. There's things that had changed since I'd been there as a player, obviously, 30 years ago. But, you know, it was really neat to go back and be a part of Cougar Nation and put on the blue and white again and represent the school.
Your Heisman Trophy year, you guys were doing things on offense that now people kind of do all the time. What was it like to kind of explode on offense and show people that you didn't just have to line up and get 3 yards in a cloud of dust?
Yeah, that's kind of the way I played in high school. My dad, you know, we had a pro style offense and we threw it, you know, at the time seemed like a ton, 30 to 35, maybe 40 times a game. And so kind of grew up in that system throughout high school and was excited to have the opportunity to go to BYU where it was that same mentality, you know, going there where we're going to spread people out a little bit, use our backs in the passing game and tight ends and make it tough on these run stopping linebackers to have to cover people. So, it was a great time to be playing there and a great offense to learn from and to grow in and really a foundation for moving on to the NFL after that.
Ty, we see defensive coordinators get frustrated with, you know, the Lincoln Rileys of the world, Art Briles when he was at Baylor, and offensive masterminds like that. But, I mean, this is even still in a time where we're seeing all these explosive offenses. What was the look like on the faces of defensive coordinators and defensive players when you guys were doing this well ahead of your time?
There was a lot of frustration over there. I had a chance to kind of they had a replay of the Miami game, and you know, then Miami was the Alabama of college football in the late 80s, early 90s, and you know, watching some of the cutaways to the sideline, you know, guys are over there arguing and they can't figure out, you know, what's happening here, and it was frustrating for defenses then because they were built to stop a run, and now we got to go cover and do we play man? Do we play zone? Do we rush three? I mean, we'd see all kinds of different defenses that teams would try that one week to try to, you know, disrupt what we were doing.
Yeah, you guys, your father was well ahead of his time at Michigan, and also you, of course, at San Antonio Southwest. Did you sometimes wonder back then why more people weren't doing what you were doing?
Yeah, all the time, you know, because we had success in it, and it was a different mindset. And now, you know, it's changed. You know, people are innovative. Even the NFL they're getting some of their information from college coaches that are having success. So, you know, there's a little less pride, I think, in the game of we're going to do it our way and we're going to, you know, we're going to grind it out and just do what we do. Now coaches, I think, are a lot more open-minded to, well, hey, if that makes it easier for us, let's try that. And so it's great to see the game change and become more exciting, more wide open. And, at the end of the day, it's blocking and tackling, but there is some scheme involved that gets people trouble and have to try to figure out how to cover.
The job you have now, Ty Detmer with us, former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, executive director of athletes for charter schools in the Phoenix area, American Leadership Academies. Tell everyone what you're doing.
Yeah, so really an athletic director for our district. We have three K through 12s here in the Phoenix area, and so I help oversee all of those athletic programs and make sure they're doing things the way that they're expected to be done. And so I get to kind of bounce around, and I'm the guy now that pops in and says, oh, you should be doing this, and then I leave. And and so, no, I try not to be that guy. But, you know, it's fun to be able to bounce around and interact with the different schools, different coaches, and all the different kids at those American Leadership Academies.
When you watch the game today, the way the game has actually gone from, and it seemed like Texas high school football has always been ahead of the curve, and if we mentioned your style, but did you ever think that the NFL game would get infiltrated as much as it is now by the kind of spread or multi-talented type quarterback? Not that they weren't before, but this kind of offense that would actually work in the NFL?
Yeah, well, I think you know, like I said, there was a lot of pride, I think, in the NFL. Of, you know, a lot of teams ran a similar offense. They might have had different terminology, but, you know, I spent 14 years watching film and just seeing the same concepts and things. And now you're seeing, you know, wrinkles every week of using the backs more or some RPOs that they never had in place. And, you know, I like you said, I coached in Austin around the high school scene, and I saw kind of the evolution of Lake Travis and the Brewer brothers there and them slinging it around and got to know Charlie pretty well. And to see them, you know, kind of take that next step with the passing game and then the spread type of offense, you know, it was neat to see how things evolved so quickly. And then it translates to college and then trickles on up to the NFL with some of the things they're doing. So, it's good to see. I don't think I was expecting as much of a wholesale change with teams. You know, a lot of teams are strictly in shotgun now, even in the NFL, and doing a lot more out of that rather than being under center and some of those things. So we're seeing it really change pretty quickly in that league.
Charlie Brewer is about to play in an offense with Larry Fedora that'll be a lot more wide open than it was a year ago. How do you think that he'll step into an offense that he's you know, at least familiar with the style of?
Yeah, he'll do great. You know, he's a sharp kid. Family's a football family, and you know, I've had a chance to spend a little time around him, and he understands the game, and he's in a position now where he's got the experience under his belt, and changing the offense will be a little different, but he'll pick it up really quick. Now it's a matter of the guys around him, him coaching them up and getting them caught up to speed.
Ty, I'm always curious about this whenever we talk to Heisman winners. Where do your trophies reside these days?
Mine's here with us at our house here in Arizona. We're just renting, and we weren't sure how long we were going to rent for. So a lot of our stuff is boxed up still, but we're building a house, and we'll have a little office space there where we'll be able to put a few things. So usually keep it there, and then, of course, the school has one in the front of the athletic building there.
I'll never forget the first time I ever was fortunate enough to walk into Earl Campbell's mother's home. And you walked in the front door, yeah. And off to the right, they had a table, and that was the original Heisman Trophy. Yes, Texas has one, and the other ones as well. And you saw that, Craig, one. And it's so amazing.
And she was in an old neighborhood. This wasn't like a really ritzy, nice. And so, like, if you drove by, you wouldn't think that, like, on the dining room table in this house is the Heisman Trophy that Earl Campbell won. Yeah,
well,
cool.
my parents had mine for a long time while I was playing in the NFL until we decided to settle down. So it was probably in a similar type of setting. But my dad being a high school coach, they were pretty proud of that.
I bet they were. When you went to pick that up when you won it, and, of course, the celebration, the ceremony has changed so dramatically, even from when you won it to what it is now. It's almost like a TV show that's turned into like almost a movie. When you went to pick that up, was it heavier than you thought?
It was. I actually was in Hawaii when they announced it.
So
I had to wait a week for the banquet the next weekend. And when they handed it to me at the dinner, you know, they just kind of picked it up and handed it. And I grabbed it kind of awkward and it almost dropped it. So it was, it was a little more solid than I figured.
Well, at least that's not the moment you're remembered for. Like you,
it could have gone sideways real quick.
All right. Hey, Ty, thank you very much for responding to me this weekend to come on the show. Really appreciate it. Good luck with Brigham Young. Good luck with what you're doing in Arizona. And always love talking to you about football and your life as well. Thank you.
I appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
Ty Detmer played in the NFL, Packers, Eagles, Niners, Browns, Lions, and Falcons. Brigham Young for a couple of years as their offensive coordinator. Went to Southwest High School in San Antonio. His father, the legendary head coach. Brigham Young, Heisman Trophy winner, Texas Sports Hall of Fame, High School Football Hall of Fame, the gamut of many things. When we come back,